Hello, everybody. Thanks for downloading the show. It's me. It's Brandon Weatherby. It's the guy that hosts it. It's pre-show announcement time. This is where I tell you about things that are happening. Whatever. It's a thing. It's a plug. It's plugs. I'm doing plugs. So this Saturday, October 27th, 2012, I will be hosting a Halloween show. It's actually called the Halloween Circus. It's at Red Palace in Washington, D.C. on H Street. It's the first time I'll be hosting anything on H Street. So it's a new neighborhood. There'll be people in costumes. I'll be wearing something stupid. It's three bands. It's Johnny Grave. He will be headlining. He is organizing the show. He's been on the show a bunch. You know who Johnny Grave is. If you listen to the show, there's Burlesque. There's Sideshow. Ooh, I have to learn how to say that word for Saturday. Sideshow and more. It's going to be fun. So that's the Halloween thing. After Halloween, the next time we'll be doing a show is on Friday, November 2nd at the Wonderland Ballroom. So once again in Washington, D.C. 2 days later, Sunday, November 4th, I will be in Chicago hosting You, Me, Them, Everybody Live at the Whistler. We return to the Whistler in beautiful Logan Square. Come to those shows. They're going to be fun. And then 8x8 returns the following day, Monday, November 5th, back in Washington, D.C., in the beautiful, or trying to be beautiful, it's just okay-looking Petworth neighborhood. Thanks for downloading the show. Just so you know, there is a trigger word in here. A trigger word is one of those controversial words that when people hear, they automatically turn off or tune up. I don't know. Maybe you're horribly racist or something. This one isn't a racist one. It's another one. So it was said intentionally. You'll understand why if you actually listen throughout the show, but if you just turn off at that one point, it's just going to sound weird. That's it. That's the preface. So quick recap on plugs Saturday at Red Palace, Halloween-y. It's going to be fun. It's not called Halloween-y. Oh, that's an awful name for a show. Somebody's doing a show this Saturday called Halloween-y. It's not us. Then on Monday, on the 5th in D.C., I'm doing these out of order. I'm currently standing on the roof of somewhere, and it's beautiful out. I'm just awestruck? I'm awestruck by the view. Anyways, here's the show. It's a fun one. Jared Harrison is the guest. He's from PFLAG. He's a great dude. I'm a fan of Jared. He's great. Jamel Johnson is amazing. He's a great comic, and he needs a ride. So drive him around. Lindsay Deming from Sweetbread Jims is here. Adam Dice Friedland makes an appearance. It's a good show. Jen Tisdale's funny. I have Slutnik. It's a good band. Slutnik. Check those guys out. Slutnik.org. So enjoy the show. Hi, everybody. My name's Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to the show. The guys behind me, for the listener at home, we record this as a podcast. For the guys at home, they warmed up with easily 30 minutes of Dave Matthews Band and Blink-182 covers, yet consistently bring me up with sad Smashing Pumpkins songs. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. There only are sad Smashing Pumpkins songs. The saddest thing is all three of us love it.
Slutnik is the band.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you guys know this, but our house band tonight, they came all the way from Brooklyn. They just finished CMJ. They just played the Cake Shop last night. Give it up for Slutnik, everybody. Slutnik. A lot of people don't know this. What's interesting about Slutnik is, yes, they're an instrumental band that only plays covers, but all their songs are 9/11 timing, so that's incredibly good. Hey, if you got any problems, call my phone number, 429-11-6969. Moving on, welcome to the show. I have a great job. I love my job. I get to write for the Huffington Post, which means that I'm on the internet all day. So I see too much stuff. I see glorious things, and I see mundane things. And the mundane things are usually the things that go viral. And I don't understand it. I don't understand Gangnam Style. I understand Gangnam Comments. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. It's like it's a dance. Why are we excited about a dance? It doesn't make sense to me.
What?
Trapped in the Closet. Trapped in the Closet was a big thing this week. Trapped in the Closet is the hip-hop opera. The hip-hopera. It's about to premiere on IFC. The next 10 chapters. It's about AIDS. That's all it's about. The package is AIDS. It's a man singing every character's voice, and it's about AIDS, and that's a big thing, and I don't understand that. And binders are a big thing right now. People like binders. People like binders, and they like Big Bird, and like that's fine. Those are fine things, but those are mundane things. Those aren't the things that we're going to remember forever. And these mundane things take up the good stuff. And there's a video that came out last Friday. It's a political video. It's an ad, some might say. But it doesn't support a party. It supports the idea of voting. And it's a wonderful piece of art that I think is going to last
at least until we die. It's that important. But it has under a million views, and it has two of the biggest superstars, and I'm not lying, superstars in the universe. Based on your chilled response, I'm positive that none of you have seen it, which is a tragedy. No, you're great. I'm going to inform you. I have a microphone. It's great. It's a video of Kid Rock and Sean Penn trying to get out the vote. Yeah. It's 10 minutes long, and it's glorious. There's a woman I hear right now about 5 feet from me going, it's really good. I agree. I agree, lady. It's perfect. Okay, so since you haven't seen the video, let me run through it. Sean Penn's a commie. He drinks vodka because faggots drink vodka. By the way, everybody, I know I used a trigger word. I'm using it in a way where I think they're awful people. Secondly, see, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. We're at the Wonderland Ballroom. Come on, okay? Then Kid Rock's playing a cool rock show because that's what guys with overalls, unless he's wearing overalls in the video. He drinks Budweiser because that's what Americans do. And that's awesome. And then they're like, hey, you suck. And the other guy's like, yeah, you suck. And then some hot, maybe not 18-year-old lady walks by and gives him an earful about immigration rights. It's all true. And they ignore everything she says. And then CNN, which is playing in the bar, which you had not heard the television before, all of a sudden you just hear this one story from CNN. A lot of troops just died. Don't laugh at that. It's hilarious, but not for for the people listening at home. We're not laughing at troops dying. Just like so. I didn't say anything. I'm implying. That's called implying. Sean Penn starts to cry. And Kid Rock becomes a good father, because he's a father, ladies and gentlemen. Kid Rock is one of the most important fathers of this in any other generation. And they become fast friends. That's true. Give it up for Kid Rock as a dad, everybody. And you know what they do after that? They agree now. We don't have to agree on politics, but we could agree on adventures. They go on adventures, ladies and gentlemen. They go on adventures. Sean Penn brings him to a lefty bar in L.A., La La Land. Sean Penn orders a martini. Kid Rock says, not in this house. Gives him a Budweiser. They drink. They just drink. That's awesome. Yes. Keep it up. Sean Penn's date continues at the car dealership, because that's where blind dates go. You go, oh, they're not really blind dates. I take that back. Edit that out of the podcast. They go on their first official date to a car dealership. Sean Penn says, hey, get rid of that one. Get a Prius. So they buy a Prius together. And Kid Rock saying, like, listen, I'm not totally on board with this. I'm going to make it mine. And he puts a gun rack on it. So that's nice. So now there's a Prius with a gun rack. What's the next adventure? Now it's Kid Rock's time. You go to the beach. That's what guys do. You go to the beach. You hang out with your bro. You go to the beach. You make sandcastles. It's awesome. You make sandcastles. And finally, because in the middle of October, you have to do Secret Santa. And you have to give each other gifts. And Kid Rock and Sean Penn exchange gifts. So at the end of the video, Sean Penn's wearing a NASCAR shirt, and Kid Rock's wearing a PETA shirt. Because that's what, you got to match up. Finally, the thing that makes this country amazing is what they do at the end of the date. And they go for a bike ride. They go for a bike ride through beautiful Los Angeles. La La Land, some might say. The land of Coke and honey, am I right? Yeah. So these two wonderful artists have given us this beautiful gift, and it only has, as of noon today, 690,000 views. Come on! That's like a tenth. That's horrible if I have to think of that math. It's a tenth of the preview for Chapter 23 of Trapped in the Closet. That's not right. Okay? I'm not saying Kid Rock and Sean Penn are good people. No, they're medium people. But the other guy raped kids. Like, and that's got more... Fine, I'm sorry. He peed on underage girls. Yeah? All right, fair enough. And that's not why I wanted to talk about this. Yes, America's great. We get it. We win everything because Sean Penn and Kid Rock. What I really wanted to let you guys know is Kid Rock's and Sean Penn's friendship's going to last. And I think all of our friendships are going to last. And if you guys are looking for a house... the house where that glorious video of R. Kelly and that 15-year-old girl that wasn't raped. That's for sale right now, so if you guys are looking for a property in Chicago, it's $6.5 million, and you could live in the place that had the BET Awards and the sauna and the pee and everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show. I should have stopped. I should have done the R. Kelly bit. Oh, well, that's okay. Jen Tisdale's the co-host. Slutnik is the band. Yeah. Jared Harrison is here. Jamel's here. Lindsay's here. It's going to be a fantastic show. Slutnik, take it away. Teach me how to love and I will.
Yeah.
Slutnik, everybody, Slutnik.
I just wanted us to get to the yeah.
And Jen Tisdale is
who
the...
Who was that? Was that System of a Candle Box? Who was that? Candle in my box?
Was it Collective Soul or was it Candle Box?
It was Collective
Soul, everybody.
That was the Don Matthews Band. I need a yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's do a show. Jen Tisdale, everybody. Jen Tisdale, what do you want to talk about? You're the co-host. What are we talking about, Jen Tisdale?
First, I want to establish a signal for when I need another beer. It's one of these, or I vomit on myself.
Wait, why don't you just say in the microphone you need another beer?
Because I don't want to interrupt the flow of the podcast, Brandon.
You know what?
I'm a fucking professional.
I appreciate that.
I don't think vomiting will interrupt the flow of the podcast. It'll just be like a baby bird.
For the listener at home, this is our last show before Halloween. You are dressed appropriately. You're wearing a delightful orange.
Yeah. I got this from the Zooey Deschanel New Girl collection at Kmart. I'm wearing a fucking bang. I put it on and I was like, I need more bangs. What the fuck?
You have happen? More of a sweep.
I do have more of a Biebs. I have more of a Belieber. I built a Bieber dam. Oh, shit. Have we said that one yet? Is that one out there? Tweet it.
What did you want to talk about?
I injured myself. Not a big deal. Who cares?
Yeah, you were in the hospital last night.
Stop wearing high heels. I'm like, I hurt my foot. I'm wearing high heels because fashion is more important than health.
How did you hurt your foot?
We ran, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
The Baltimore Marathon, except I just did a relay. And I did 6 miles on bad shoes. And I was like, I'll be fine. And then it was not fine. And then I tried to go to the doctor last night, and I was really hoping for Vicodin, clearly.
You didn't get any?
No. I was like, but how am I going to have a Vicodin?
What did the doctor do? Did they give you anything?
Well, first of all, she was attractive, and she massaged my foot for a minute. And all I could think of was, I hope she's a lesbian. I mean, I'm not, but I am sometimes. What? Like, not even drunk, just sometimes.
Hot as hot.
She's a doctor. Marry up into that money.
So, how did that visit end? Did you marry up in that money?
Well, here's what was bad was that I hadn't shaved in a week, and she just kept, idly going, massaging my leg the whole time, and I just kept thinking, her hands are going to be so bloody by the end of this. This is not going to end with her face in my crotch.
I liked it. Can't top that. Do you have anything else?
You cannot teen witch that. You cannot teen witch that. Top that. I just showed my age.
People sighed both because they understood it and they also realized their age. Yeah. It was sad. Yeah. Is that it? Is that all you want to talk about tonight?
No, I'm finally going to the Renaissance Festival tomorrow.
Are you finally going? Yes! Yes, we can! Okay. So what's going to happen at the Renfest?
I'm going with my ex-boyfriend, who I hate.
What's his name and address?
His name is Alex Marcus, and I don't know where he lives anymore, thank God. Because I'd be there every night like a crazy person. I'd be fatally attracting the shit out of him.
So you're going to a place where there's plenty of swords?
Yeah.
Swords. I got it right. Is it swords?
S-words.
Nick Swardson's are going to be there.
Nick Swardson. Oh, shit. Nick Swardson.
So you're going to the Renfest?
Yeah, I'm going to the Renfest.
That's it?
That's all I'm doing. No, we can talk about tomorrow, but by the time this airs, it'll be...
Yeah, it'll be over. Let's not do that.
But all these nice people might want to go to the
Jen
event.
And I are panelists on Popped Up Video tomorrow night at the Artist Sphere.
It'll be a fun show.
And then, if you're extremely comedian adventurous,
yeah.
You are going to perform along with the delightful Adam Dice Friedland Stop waving and use the mic, please. Sorry. Thank you. It's okay.
I don't remember the name of the venue. Adam, do you remember the name of the venue? The comedy show's called The Comedy Spot.
So tomorrow night you can see Jen and I at 8 p.m. at Artisphere, and then at 10 p.m. at The Comedy Spot you can see those two.
Yeah. If you guys like 90s videos about sex, and let's be honest, weren't they all?
Yeah. Was Waterfalls about sex?
Oh, was that a Lady Wet reference? Like, meh.
If AIDS is, that's what AIDS means, yeah.
I love.
Coming to the stage is a good and talented man. He's been on the game show that we've done, and I wrote about him for the Huffington Post. He's a fantastic person. I've wanted to have him on the show for a long time. I'm really glad he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only, the always impeccably dressed Jared Harrison, everybody.
Hello.
Oh my God.
Jared Harrison.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Okay. What do you do? What's your day job?
So, before I talk about my
day job. Oh, yes, absolutely.
We're going to flip this interview.
What?
Just quickly.
Absolutely.
Because it ties into what I do. I'm a professional gay. I work for an organization called
Pro-gay.
I work for an organization called PFLAG, Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays.
Yay. It's a wonderful organization.
It's amazing. So thank you. Thank you for the Minnesota plug. We hope that the amendment is not changed. But on behalf of the gays,
yes,
we want to encourage you not to use the F word.
You know what?
I
did it because it's a trigger word and I got in trouble last time.
I know.
And I wanted to talk about
that. Well, this is the thing. I just want to make sure that GLAAD doesn't listen to your podcast and come down.
Why?
Right?
But I'm pro.
What if you use it in a loving way? Because the only time a word is negative is when you give it that negative power. So what if I'm like, faggot, instead of like, I'm just, as an example, you guys are the worst.
I am universally against it.
I am a morality-free zone. You guys are the worst. Don't you turn on me. What? Yes. I'm just saying, because you know what? I feel this way about the word cunt. Because I love that word. I'm like, cunt, 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 all the time. The British love cunt, cunt.
See, Jared, I knew that.
I'm okay with that.
I wanted to have this
You're
conversation
okay with that, but that's
tonight.
Derogatory.
I know. This was a personal trigger.
It was a trigger because I've used the word very sparingly. I think I've used it on stage like 4 times in the past year. And every single time, I'm making a clear point where, like, this is a bad idea. And I'm, like, for example, we had a show with the...
You wanted to have this great discussion.
Yes.
This Oprah...
No, I wanted to talk about the
use of... We're giving away cars later.
I wanted to do...
A 2009 Hyundai Elantra.
I wanted to have a conversation about trigger words and stuff like that. Because obviously you know where I stand. I think marriage for people is a horrible idea. So, jokes, kind of.
Love it.
So if you're playing a character and you know that word's going to make people listen, why not use that word?
You know, we're in a light atmosphere.
Yes.
But for me, I just think, you know, let's not perpetuate things.
Do you think using a trigger word is perpetuating a stereotype or perpetuating anything? So do you think it's just not worth using it?
Not worth using it.
That's fair. And I won't.
I wouldn't use the F
word. Well, that's different.
But what if it's
And I've totally derailed the conversation.
What if it's funny?
Yeah. What if I'm talking about a bundle of sticks?
That's not funny.
If we were in London,
I'm
perhaps.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
No, that's fair. And I wanted to have this conversation. So PFLAG is an important organization.
It's great.
Talk about what your role is.
So I have
Please.
I have the coolest job, I think.
Yeah?
I get to go around the country and talk to people who love LGBT folks, who are straight allies, who are in support of gay folks, equality, and I'm a fundraiser, so they give me money. And what's better than that?
So you're actually, like, doing something good?
I think so. I think it's awesome.
Okay, so where do you go? You say you travel a lot. Like, are you in cities or not in cities?
He goes to Southern California.
Jen knows. I was just in Beverly Hills, California.
That's where Weezer's from.
A hotbed of homophobia.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills, California.
Rodeo Pile Drive. Yeah. I've been there. Right up the old...
It was amazing. It was totally awesome. PFLAG had an amazing event in Southern California.
What was the event?
It was very creatively named the Southern California event.
Oh, but more importantly, Jared, who was there? And I mean famous people.
Y'all,
don't give me a list of people.
Let me just tell you, if you haven't seen the show, The New Normal.
It's not bad.
It is amazing.
It's a good show. The writing is good.
We hosted the cast of The New Normal, and they could not have been more gorgeous,
they could not have been more
gracious,
normal.
More generous. They're awesome.
Or new.
That's
totally
fantastic.
Kick-ass.
So what was the point of doing that show? What was the total pull from that?
It was awesome. We were at this gorgeous home in Beverly Hills. I don't know if any of y'all have been to Beverly Hills, but it looks, I mean, Clueless does not lie. It looks like where Cher lived. It was pretty amazing. So we had this great poolside event at this gorgeous mansion, and we hung out with some beautiful people. Not the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, whatever. Okay, that's fine. Well, other mansions have pools.
Sadly.
Do you go anywhere that isn't Beverly Hills?
Rarely.
Really quick.
I want to spend a solid 10 minutes on the cast of The New Normal.
Wait, okay. Jared, what were you drinking?
Wait, no. We can spend a solid 10 minutes on Justin Bartha's eyes.
I would like to sit on his
blue
face.
Eyes.
I want to sit on his face.
Is that the guy from Hangover or not?
Yeah,
the guy?
That's the guy from Hangover.
Do you think the guy from Hangover?
That guy was inside of an Olsen twin, and I'd still have sex with him. And she's a Gelfling. And I'd still
She's a what?
From the fucking Dark Crystal.
Oh, okay. That's a second wonderful reference. Jared, what were you drinking?
I was drinking bourbon.
What kind? Bourbon and clubs?
Bourbon ice. Ooh.
Could we get a bourbon on stage, please? Because I knocked his drink over. Hello. Sorry about that. So, Jared, one of the things I
I'll take a beer. Oh, I did.
One of the things I like about you is, in addition to actually like helping the world and all that, you have a good sense of humor, and your extracurricular activity sounds not bad. What is your extracurricular activity?
Oh. So, I actually am on a little bit of a hiatus.
Really?
But I'll tell I sing with the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington, which is awesome.
Can you sing? Will you sing a little bit for us or no? Is that weird?
Thank you,
your
sir.
Listeners
appreciate it.
Might tune off the second I sing.
Wait. What if it's a popular song? Why don't you join the band? You guys, you know, like.
Yeah. Because these guys are gay, so it's cool.
This great band. No, we brought them up from Brooklyn. I'm so excited that Slutnik is here. It's great.
Everyone from Brooklyn is gay, right?
A little bit. Weezer. Sorry. That was not funny.
It was a little funny.
We'll play something. Not the one with the 20-second intro. Just instant singing. Instant singing.
Oh, yeah. Like,
what was that one they did in 2001?
If you want to take off my sweater, put it on another person, and then knit a new sweater, and then sell it to Target. It's a good song.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy Holly.
Nope, okay.
Buddy Holly or Brandon's glasses.
Let's not do this. Jared.
Yes, yeah.
Could not gay people sing in the gay men's choir?
I think yes. You just have to be a really amazing ally.
Okay, I'm an ally, but I have no vocal talent.
No, you are excluded.
How about me? I can sing, but I'm a lady.
You could do it.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
What? Wait, why is that
we
fair?
Have a, we're a
Because
big deal.
I can sing and you can't. I think the chorus part is more important than the gay part.
It is. We sang, let me tell you.
That's
we
my,
sang.
That's a
so
universal
what you're saying
rule,
is you're not an inclusive group all at all.
Chorus is better than gay.
The audition process is pretty rigorous. I used
Seriously?
To run it. Seriously.
Is, like double dare rigorous?
I mean, this is, yeah, there's like an aggro crag.
Yikes.
No, we performed at the last inauguration. Hopefully, if the election goes well, we'll be invited
there.
Back.
When you say it goes well, you mean Romney.
I mean...
No.
Romney really wants the Gay Men's Chorus of Washington performing at his inauguration.
We all do.
No.
What do I need to do? How much does it cost to hire the Gay Men's Chorus? How could I afford the Gay Men's Chorus or no?
Could they come on to the show?
I think that's a backroom conversation.
No, let's use microphones. What if I help a fundraiser? I can make like $100
How
in
would
fundraising.
You help?
Like $100 in fundraising.
We could have $100? Them on the show.
We could negotiate. Let's do it.
Could you sing only
R. Kelly songs?
Only R. Kelly and Southern Rock. Those are my two favorite things in the world.
Yes, I will commit. If you will commit $100.
$100. No more.
Done. Sold.
Awesome.
Yay.
Yes, we can, Romney 2012.
Yes, we
okay.
Can.
Yeah.
You like the world.
The world?
It's pretty good, right?
Like the planet we live on?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
I am pro-planet.
I've lived in my city my entire life, so the idea of, like, having PFLAG is like, oh, that's just common sense to me. The reason why I asked about travel is, do you go anywhere in the world where they're like, that's not common sense?
Or, like, because Beverly Hills is probably very, very liberal.
Right-leaning.
You guys need to go somewhere where it's not automatically in the bag. In the sack.
Where do you go? Where's, sack. Like, a horribly, horrible place? Where should we travel?
No, let me tell
where should
you.
We never
South
do the
Dakota.
Show?
How's let South me Dakota?
You, so the
thank you,
being in Beverly Hills was awesome. Because it's such a bastion of liberalism and progressiveness
but then
and amazingness.
You guys aren't needed there.
And there's also, but this is the thing, there's also some pocketbooks. They were very generous. But PFLAG has 368 chapters across the country.
Exactly.
So there are chapters in, I don't know, I forget the name of our amazing comic.
Who's
from South Dakota. There's a chapter in South Dakota.
Really?
Amen.
But there's only like 40 people in South Dakota. Like,
yeah, but...
We go door to door.
That means that, you know, what 0.4 of them are gay.
So it's like a quarter cool.
A quarter cool.
All right. What could
that was really bad math. By
kids
the way.
That are listening at home.
We're not here for the math.
Kids that are listening at home, like, how could they get involved in this? Like, they don't have a lot of money, but they're an ally. Like, what should they be doing?
Volunteer.
You don't need a penny to be an ally. You just have to have an open mind, progressive thought. You know, my thought. This is the thing, and I never understand why there's in red states. Listen, people want gay folks on their side. Like, I can't tell you how many straight dudes I'm friends with who say, Jared, should I ask this girl out? And I'm like, yeah, I got your back.
Jared.
In a good word.
Jared.
And now we've gotten to the meat of the matter, and now we're hitting what's important. Jared?
Jen wants a date.
No, I've got too many of the dates. I don't know if you've ever seen me.
Jared.
Audio
name
podcast.
One of your straight friends. Just one.
Me.
Prove it.
Patrick Wickstead.
Yes, Patrick. Yes, we can, Patrick. See, because I thought you were horribly...
And look at his beautiful girlfriend. I totally set that up. I'm a gay yenta.
Did you really set them up?
No, I
really?
Totally didn't set that up at all. But they're cute, right?
So what you're saying is gay
yes.
men lie.
He says yes.
Just this one.
Just that one. Well, I think what you do is absolutely fantastic work. Now that we've had this conversation about the trigger words, I won't use them. I just like using them sometimes.
We appreciate that.
It's not a wee thing. It's just a common sense thing. And sometimes I go back and forth, like, why should anybody use a certain word? But it's like it shuts people up. You know what I mean? And sometimes it's nice to shut people up. But you know what I mean?
I feel you.
Yeah.
So,
like
I'm trying
people.
To speak for myself. That's why I have a microphone.
How can we speak for you? We don't even know your language.
How can people get involved in PFLAG?
Breakfast Club.
Well, of course, we have a thing called the interwebs. www.pflag.org. There are chapters across the country. Everyone here is D.C., but anyone on podcast.
Yes.
Look up an amazing chapter. This is actually Ally Month. I'm wearing purple.
Oh, yes.
Today.
Fantastic, yes.
So I look like a little bit like a harassed, drowned rat because it's torrential downpours today. But I wore purple because it's Spirit Day.
Yay.
And it's not LGBT specific. It's anti-bullying specific.
You know what I was thinking about? Earlier today, I was like, PFLAG has to expand themselves, but even though it won't be as fun to say, because it's just you have to be LGBT. So then it's like PFLAG... You're not going to include everybody anymore. We're not going to edit that.
Yeah,
the transgender, bisexual.
No, our mission includes bi and trans folks.
Okay.
We're on it.
Well, I think you do absolutely wonderful work, and people can get involved by going to the website. They don't need any money, but they, you know, come on, throw some
dough
there.
If you have it, we would never turn it
You're
away.
In D.C. Take the company card, give them all the money, and quit.
Done.
That's fine, right? We can do that.
I'm sure they would love that.
They won't know. It's fine. Any parting words? I think you're a wonderful man, and you make me happy to live in this city.
I have to say, well, Brandon, you make me happy to
live in this city. Well, I said an awful word intentionally, seeing if we could talk about it. So.
I was telling people today, y'all, how amazing is the name Weatherby?
Well, it's the best name.
I mean, it's almost fake.
It's the best name.
It's so cool. It's almost fake.
I never met my dad. It might be fake.
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Jared Harrison, everybody. Play him off the stage, guys.
Yeah.
know what? You know what? We'd like to work in at least one no dad reference per episode, because I don't know my dad, and Brandon doesn't know his dad, and that guy, and Jared hates his dad. Jared's dad might be our dad. We don't know. So it's fun to just cover all of our no dad be. I call mine the Minotaur. What do you call yours? What do you call yours? He's, oh, you guys are so sad. But
honestly, you want to know what I called mine until I was like 14?
You don't call him late for dinner. What do you call him?
He never
don't
comes.
Turn on
he
me.
Totally calls him late for dinner. What do you know that? All right. He's wearing a hockey jersey because he can. Ladies and gentlemen, give him your ears. Give him your eyes. Jamal Johnson, everybody, Jamal!
Yeah! What? Hey, shout out to Slutnik, man. You guys are cool. Y'all know any Anita Baker? We'll talk about it after this. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I've got the Guinness people here for this show, because I'm going to set the record for you, me, them, and everybody. I'm going to set the record for most N-words in one you, me, them, and everybody. Yes! It's cool. You don't have to say it back to me. It's fun. It's cool. Everybody can talk. It's fine. We can all talk. It's fine. It is fine.
It's not fine.
I'm waiting on nachos too, nigga. Yeah. Yeah. So, debates, right? That shit's tight. You guys watching fucking debates and stuff? First off, I fucked with Obama. I fucked with the rope-a-dope in round one. Hit him with the rope-a-dope. But actually, I don't think that's what, you know what happened? I think he tried to like smoke a blunt beforehand. And he's, if you're in Denver, you can't smoke blunts and then try to talk about foreign policy. It's not gonna, you need more there, you know? You know what, everybody thought, like, the only black people thought, when Obama got elected, he was just going to start doing, like, gangster shit, like, healthcare for everybody, nigga, and start slapping senators in the mouth and just thugging. You guys want to see some gangster shit? Let Romney get in office, son. It's going to be a thug presidency, man. How much money we owe China? We're not paying China back. That's the first thing that's going to happen. It's going to be like a fucking coke deal. He's like, yo, son, fuck you, niggas. Nope. I didn't sign off on it. I don't know y'all shit. I don't know y'all shit. Yo, you want your money? Come fucking see me, homie. And then we're gonna have little Chinese cyborgs over here fucking shooting lasers at us. Yeah, that's what's next. Hope you're all ready. He keeps talking about China cheating. I don't pay attention because I'm like stoned all the time. But he keeps, that's all I hear out of Romney. We're gonna crack down on China when they cheat. Like it's fucking Parcheesi or something. How the fuck do you cheat? We're in America, man. We've been cheating since like 1584 or some shit. Nobody's from here. That's cheating. We are cheating right now. Tisdale, what's good, man?
Man.
Freeland, you good over there, man? He's good. I'm one of two black people here. My nigga in the back. Hey! Three, my bad, dude. My bad, man. I thought maybe you was just said you're in Beverly Hills. I thought it may have been an eloquent tan. I didn't know. I wasn't sure. The vest and shit threw me off. I wasn't sure. I'm sorry, bro. Excuse me. Excuse me. I know you guys don't understand this black shit I'm doing right now. I know you don't get it. White people, it's fine if you don't understand, all right? Because I'll tell you one thing. I'm gonna tell you this. White people are scary as shit. You guys, all of you in this room, terrifying, frightening. Yeah, you joke, that's, yeah. I know when I get on the blue line and I see six white guys with briefcases, I feel like I'm about to get fucking indicted. You know what I'm saying? They got me. They fucking got me. I don't know what I did. Yeah. You know, I never felt bad for a white person until I went to middle school. Anybody go to public school? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The black girls in middle school are so fucking mean, dog, right? Black girls in middle school are the meanest people on the planet. 12-year-old black girl named Keisha, fucking terrible people. And I never had a problem. You know, I was just chill. But I would just see shit like this go down all day, every day. We'd just sit down in class, and then Keisha would get up and be like, yo, what the fuck you looking at, white bitch? And then the girl's like, oh my God, Keisha, I'm so sorry. I just like your barrettes. I didn't even... You goddamn right, Rachel. These shits are tight. You guys want to understand what it is to be black? Look, you can't. I'm sorry. I didn't say it was impossible. I didn't make the rules. But I'll give you a little starter kit for you. Just so you get a little taste. This is what you got to do. You got to listen to like some smooth R&B like all day. Like 24 hours of R&B. Anita Baker is a good start, guys. And then couple that, and then just make like chicken wings for like 24 hours straight. 24 hours minimum. And then at the end of all that time, you learn a lot about like black love and the struggle and just the soul. And then you'll definitely have high blood pressure from all them chicken wings. And you'll probably be in debt from all them smooth R&B CDs. My Uncle Anthony owes Columbia House $200 right now. I don't even know if that's a real company still. They don't have a Facebook page or nothing. How much time do I have? Okay. I keep looking at my notes. It just says I'm gay on my notes. I don't know why I brought the notes. Yeah, okay. They say I said I'm gay. I'm not actually gay, all right? I'm sorry! I'm sorry, guys! I'm sorry I couldn't live up to the expectations. But you know what? I'm realizing that I'm a little too sassy to be straight, maybe. I do sassy stuff. I like to dance. I like to strut it. I got a Tumblr page. It's just pictures of boots. I don't do anything weird with the boots. I just like them. But I'm not gay, though. It's like if gay is autism, I've got Asperger's. It's a very slight, it's a light coating. That one went all right. Sorry. That's cool. That was on me. Women, am I right? So over this shit. So done. Not even going to be celibate. I'm only fucking ghost now. That's my new thing. I went on Amazon.com. The mask costs like 10 grand. I don't care. It'll pay for itself over time. I can't deal with these human hoes no more. I can't. I just can't. It's too much. There's too many algorithms and fucking little equations and shit. You got to know when to be smart, and then you got to know when to be like mysterious, and then you got to know when to not say anything. Then you got to buy a drink. Then you got to not buy the drink. You got to do all this shit in the same 5 minutes. I'm just trying to get my dick sucked. I don't have the time anymore. There's this rumor going on around, especially like in the comedic community, that nice guys don't get pussy. It's not true at all. But you know what's true? Nice guys only get pussy on accident. That's true. You were only supposed to like go out to lunch, but then mimosas were like $2.50 and you lucked up. You know what I mean? Like it's always an accident. There's always some slip up. It's the truth though. I mean, there's something despicable about like good sex, right? You can't be a gentleman while you're trying to get your dick sucked behind a Walmart. It doesn't go. The two don't go together. It's not time to be caring and understanding. It's true, man. It's fucking true. I'm trying to figure out how to get paid, right? You guys into making dollars? Yeah! Making and banking, getting some guap? Because maybe comedy isn't it. I don't know what I need to do. You know what I think I might do? I think I might be a supervillain or something. Because that's where the money's at. You could corner the market. Supervillains always want the whole fucking world. That's too much for me. All I want is like a townhouse or something. You know what I mean? So if I get like some dudes together, get a weather machine or something. And then hijack the UN and be like, look, motherfucker, look. I'm going to put the whole U.S. under a blizzard. If y'all don't give me 12 grand to help pay for this weather machine I just bought. I took some loans out. My credit score is fucked now, dude. Help me get that 12 grand back. get me a condo in Arlington or some shit. And them Jordan, and them Jordans that just came out, I'll shut the shit off tonight, I promise. I promise. Then I'll be paid, man. Because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to stunt. Trying to go to the club with a diamond t-shirt on, right? And then hop out of like a wooden Bentley, like an all-wooden Bentley. With the tree limb still on it, dangling and shit. That's so limited. It's in no Bentley catalogs right now. It's nowhere. That should be tight. Like, fuck some Redskin tickets, man. I'm trying to go to Mortal Kombat. You feel me? Let's go there. They're fighting for the Earth, girl. It's in outer space. It's not like courtside at the Knicks. It's not, you, Diddy can't go. You can't even pay money. You have to kill people. You have to kill people to go to Mortal Kombat. It's the only way. That should be tight, man. That should be so tight. So, I got two, I'm gonna close it. I got two, right? My name's Jamel, right, guys? I understand, we're all white people. You can call me Jamal, it's fine. I know like 8 Jamals. Me too. I get it. I know. You can call me Jamal. It's cool, man. What's Jamel? Whatever. Just try to remember my name. I just want everybody to find me on the internet, right? I'm addicted to the internet too, Brandon. Tweet me on my face page, on my Black Planet Hotmail. All of them. I love Facebook, but don't hijack my status. All right? You guys ever had a hijack status? This is what it is. Let's say I put up something like, oh, hey, I'm performing on You, Me, Them, and Everybody. Woo-woo. And then person A goes, oh, Jamel, that's awesome. And then person B goes, hey, person A, how you been? What's up with you, Holmes? Oh, person B, you know, I've just been chilling. Then these motherfuckers have a 48 notification conversation on your goddamn wall. On your wall. With your bandwidth. With your Wi-Fis. With yours. You come home, you think you're the man, right? Turns out these niggas is going to Cancun without you. That's wrong. That is wrong. It's not right. How many niggas am I at right now? Is it about four? Five?
You're at four. I've been counting on the niggas.
God damn, I'm so close.
Wait, can I say it?
Or do they have Powerade behind the bar?
The don't
can
say
I get
it.
A Powerade?
Can I say the N-word?
No!
Nah, man. No, because you ask no. Here's the rule. I'm not supposed to tell any of you guys this, all right? Just say it. And then it'll be a look of shock. That's what's going to happen. You got to slip it in, like, real casually. Be it five guys, right? And be like, yo, nigga, I'm about to get a... Get the Cajun fries, nigga. And then the black dude you're with will look at you and be like, what? Nigga, yeah, let's get some Cajun fries. Yup. It's always a look of mystery. But if you say it about something cool, chances are you might win. You're welcome.
Jamel Johnson, everybody. Jamel, sit down. Sit down. Please. You need the microphone. You need the microphone.
What?
Sit down.
Oh, shit.
I said that to get you to say more.
Oh, my
like, you said like six more by the end.
Six more N-words.
It was so exciting.
Your grand total
was like,
8.
You're so easily manipulated, Jamal.
Oh, my God. I see what you did there.
You did.
Jamel, you're funny.
Thank you.
Very funny.
How big of a hockey fan are you?
I am a decent-sized
like
hockey fan.
Yeah, really?
I think an XL.
What jersey are you wearing?
This is a Colorado Rockies jersey,
Holmes. All right.
The team disbanded because the Winnipeg Jets moved to Colorado.
All right, Winnipeg!
And they're the Avalanche now. I don't know what the fuck happened to these guys. They're out there somewhere.
Okay. So you actually do know about hockey?
I'm familiar. Shout out to Peter Bondra. He used to babysit me.
He listens to the podcast.
That's a lie, but see how you believe me?
Where do you live?
I live in Woodbridge, Virginia, my man.
Do you have a car?
Hell no.
How long does it take you to get to gigs?
It all depends. If I find a ride, of course it takes less, but if I'm going on the bus...
Oh, no.
On a good day... Like 3 hours.
Oh my God, Jamel, I'm going to drive you everywhere now.
So that's why he's on the show tonight.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's be honest. He's probably better than most of the comics you see.
That's weird. That's a weird thing to say. That. Okay, I'm starting a Kickstarter then. I'm going to start a Kickstarter.
No.
Who's with it?
No.
Who's with it?
Stop talking. No one likes people that do Kickstarters. Okay.
I'm starting a Kickstarter to stop Kickstarter.
Is there a cooler version of Kickstarter that I could use, or do I just ask people for money?
Yeah, it's called PayPal. It's called PayPal.
Coke. It's called Coke. So.
Okay. All right.
If you're a comic. Michael thought there'd be people like cheering and yelling, but he just did that, and everyone looked at it. It was great. So here's the thing. Jamel's extremely funny, and there's a lot of comics out there that are okay that have cars. Drive them around. You're going to get better shows, and you're going to get funnier just by hanging out with them. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Jamel Johnson Corp does not endorse the previous statement.
Why? Why?
Because I make no promises.
Why don't you keep taking the bus 3 hours and see how that works out? Why don't you just take a ride?
I will, and I do it all the time. I'm thinking about getting a Vespa, maybe. It's almost Vespa season.
That'll be environmental.
Cream-colored Vespas? Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm going with the cream.
How old are
25.
You?
25.
You're a baby.
You are a baby.
You're a baby.
You're a baby.
Can I tell you something?
You're a cute little baby.
Not only is this very frightening...
It's also a bit of a turn-on. You're so sweet.
Tisdale, don't stop doing
that.
You're
like a little baby that says funny things.
Tisdale, put your finger in my mouth when
what
he says
that.
Really? Now it's like every other fucking time.
See? See what I did there?
It wasn't funny. Okay.
I'm sorry, man. Because I felt uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
And when I'm uncomfortable, I do unfunny things, right?
You should follow him on Twitter. I do, but then I always forget who I'm following because it's not your name.
Nonprofit comic.
Nonprofit comic.
Is it profit F or PH?
It's straight. It's
profit.
Not fat. Just standard American. The King's.
Do you
English.
Have any shows you want to plug?
I'm gonna be at the Improv tomorrow night.
That's
what?
Nice. He's
you
doing a new comic showcase in the Improv. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the lounge.
Bucks,
oh, Maria is.
If
hosting.
You come with me, tickets are $18.
If you pick him up, they're free.
There you go.
There you go. Pick
you
want
to go to the Improv tomorrow night for free? Give him a ride.
Yeah, give him a
That's
ride.
That's fair, I think.
This dude, I'm glad you had me on the show, man.
You're very funny.
Because you knew I needed rides places.
Yeah, I know.
And I needed, because I could never just ask somebody, but
Why?
I'm always
you're
down.
You're really funny.
How do you say that to somebody? Hey, dude, I'm funnier than you, man, so you should take me to the show.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
like
what
that.
I'm saying.
Like that.
That person is already aware of it. You're just telling them what they already know. If you said that to me, I'd go, yeah, you are. You are funnier than me.
You're absolutely fantastic. I hope you never get a job and you just keep using Mortal Kombat references. You're absolutely wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the extremely talented Jamel Johnson, everybody.
Shout out. No niggas in the back.
It's important to have good friends on the show. This is a newer friend of mine. I've only met him once or twice. I don't remember his name. Here it is. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for my new friend and hopefully yours, Mr. Chad Brad. Slutnik, will you please play on Mr. Chad Brad? Chad, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
Chad, you wrote me. You tweeted me. You said, hey,
all right, yeah.
I want to be on the show tonight.
Yeah.
What? Why do you want to be on the show tonight?
Well, I've been competing on the slam poetry circuit.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a slam poet.
I'm a slam poet. Sometimes, you know, I know it.
is that part of one of your poems,
Chad?
It's like everything is poetry. Nothing is poetry, you know, like.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
like,
cool,
it's whatever.
Chad.
It's whatever. Yeah.
What kind of poems do you do?
I do slam poems. I thought we already established
this. I apologize.
This.
What are some of the subjects that you cover in your poetry?
You know, I like talk about like different things.
Okay.
I talk about like things that, you know, like are around me.
Yeah.
And then things that are in my brain, things that I think about. Yeah.
So everything. You do poems about everything. Do you have any poems prepared for this evening?
Yeah, I got a couple poems I'm trying to share.
I would love for you to share one of your poems.
All right.
You guys want to hear a poem?
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Chad Bratt.
Yeah. There should have been more applause for that. Thank you.
All right, this first poem that I'm trying to share with you guys today is called America. America. Leaves, flowers, clouds, and sky. Call me America, man. Buildings, ground, ceiling, walls. Call me America, man. Computers, Facebook, eagles, bridges. Call me America, man. Land of the free, home of the brave. Call me Joan Rivers, man. Pee, poop, barf, boogers. Call me Mitt Romney, man. Fuck you, Dad. Fuck you, Dad. Thank you.
Chad Brad with America. Chad, do you have any other poems prepared?
Yeah, I got another poem. I'd like to share with you guys about the presidential race.
Okay, here we go.
We got taxes, we got debt, shit is crazy. Barack Hussein Obama president, middle name Hussein, check it. Taxes, debt, Hussein. Obamacare, shit is crazy. Sasha Malia, go get gay married. Mitt Romney got kids. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tag, Tim, Howard, Streffen, and LLB. They all look like Tom Brady. Damn, son. You know Ann Romney got that good pussy. Hey, yo, Michelle, fuck vegetables. Thank you.
Wow. Chad, that's a powerful piece of art you wrote.
Thank you. Like, my poetry is my heart. My poetry is my brain. Like, my poetry is my whole body, actually. It's all parts of my body except for my kneecaps.
Why isn't your poetry part of your kneecaps?
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that.
All right. Do you have any other prepared works for us?
Yeah, I got one more poem. It's called Romney.
Here we go.
Romney. Romney. Romney get money. Swag, 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 swag. Romney get money. Thank you.
Thank you. Chad Brad. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Final question. Who do you want people to vote for this election season?
I'm actually hoping everyone gives their vote for Barack Hussein Obama in the election. So give me your vote.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the one, the only.
Thank you.
Chad Brad. Chad Brad. Our final performer of the night is Lindsay. Lindsay's the singer, the guitarist, the front person of Sweetbread Jim's. Sweetbread Jim's put on one of my favorite shows of the year, down the street.
Testing.
At St. Stephen's. I went to the show thinking it'd be awful because it was at St. Stephen's in a church. And I was like, oh, it's going to be 5 p.m. and no alcohol. But it was at 8 p.m. and there was alcohol, and it was delightful.
Lots of alcohol.
And it was this great thing, and I'm talking about it into the microphone because I'm trying to convince her to do it again. It was one of my favorite shows of the year, and I know it was a lot of work for you, but it was absolutely wonderful. And
thank you, Brandon.
I think it was wonderful. What I just said, wonderful toys. Testing. Now it has no meaning.
Testing. Hey, everybody. You guys like sad songs? No, I'm kidding. I'm going to play a song called Girls. This one goes out to my friend Tara. She's here tonight. And all the other girls in the room.
Thanks.
All right, y'all. I'm going to play a slower song called Blood and Tonic. Maybe you can figure out what it's about. I don't know.
Oh,
da 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 da. Wow, you guys really like it. Yeah, I can tell. I can tell you really like it. All right, I'm going to play a fastie. So I know some of you came here to dance to the DJ music. Hopefully this one will work.
Okay. can't be satisfied. And why don't you come on aside? Y'all, thank you for coming out to Brandon Weatherby's You, Me, Them, Everybody live podcast. Come back next time. Also, you should come see him at Looking Glass Lounge. He does an awesome thing called 8x8 there, so find him on the internet. If you like what you heard from me, I have some CDs.
Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, Sweetbread Jims is the name of the band. Thank you. Thank you so much. Also, thank you for getting the show name right. No one does. Thank you. There's no and. She got it right. We'll be back here November 2nd and November 9th. Next Saturday, I'm hosting some Halloween show at Red Palace, I think. It might be Rock and Roll Hotel. I don't remember. It's on 8th Street. I'll be there. And then on November 16th, we're recording a holiday album at Above the Bike Shop in Adams Morgan. It'll be a fun night. So November 16th, not here, Above the Bike Shop. Fun night. And all that good stuff. Thank you guys so much for coming. Romney 2012. Yes, we can. Turn the music on or else it's weird. Thanks for coming, everybody. Have a wonderful night.